This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
On Indigenous Peoples Day, we'd like to introduce you to Emily Aguilar. Aguilar is a teacher, community organizer, and theater artist living in Austin. She's also a member of the Kwawiltekan people. She spoke to KUT about her Mexican and Indigenous identity, as well as what today means to her.
The Kwawiltekan people are currently and historically many bands of people that are collectively known as Kwawiltekan, and that's where my people descend from. My father is Indigenous Mexican. He, like, very visually looks very Indigenous, like he has very long black hair that he, like, braids down his back, and he's dark-skinned, and then my mother is white. My father was adopted by Mexican-American parents in El Paso. I think that he had some confusion about whether or not he could identify as Mexican, because I just remember growing up, he would say, like, that he wasn't Mexican, that he was Indigenous. So that was definitely confusing for me, because I understood that I'm both. I'm Mexican-American and I'm Native American, and I can be all of those things at once. For those of us that are Indigenous People's Day is every day, right? Because we're never not Indigenous. I think it's a good day for people to take it upon themselves, if they're not Indigenous, to learn about issues and ways that they can be helpful. But I do think that it's not awesome that there's only one day in what's currently the United States of America, which is Native land, that there's only one day that we honor Native people. And I wish that it was part of our school's curriculum, and I wish that it was part of our, like, quote-unquote American culture to just honor Native people every day. I think that with Indigenous Peoples Day, it's an opportunity for people to start correcting the record and to start correcting their language and the words that are coming out of their mouths. I think that oftentimes when people speak about Indigenous people, when they speak about Native Americans, they use past tense language, and we are a present tense people, and it's not okay to speak about us in past tense, and we're still surviving today, and we're still here today. And so I just wish that people would correct their language and start speaking about us as a present tense people.